ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 18, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. Nashta prayesh bhavadreshu.
Nashta prayesh bhavadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavatyutama Shloke.
Bhagavatyutama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So please read the rationale. I have very little time to discuss the importance of Srimad Bhagavatam and the pure devotees and the progressive lives of the devotees. It's a great subject which cannot be fully covered even in millions of lifetimes of discussion. The very life of a devotee is called Bhagavat Jivan, which means literally the life of a devotee, and also means the life dedicated to Bhagavat. Bhagavat means that which is in relationship to Bhagavan. And particularly the Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Bhagavan Sri Krishna. All the Vedic literatures are non-different from Krishna. Everything in existence is non-different from Krishna. But particularly the Srimad Bhagavatam is identified as being non-different from Krishna. And Prabhupada writes in his commentary that by carefully studying Bhagavatam, one can see Krishna in the very pages of Bhagavatam. And one can get the same benefit from studying Bhagavatam as if from being in the direct association of Krishna, because the Bhagavatam is Krishna. It is Krishna in book form. Krishna swadhamo bhagate dharma jnana divisaha kalo nashta drishamesha purana kaudhanodita. Krishna left this world, and with Krishna go religion and knowledge. But he has remained in this world in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is like the sun that gives light in the darkness of Kali Yuga. There are many verses in the Bhagavatam itself describing the glories of Bhagavatam. The first verse of Bhagavatam describes what is the subject matter. The subject matter is Bhagavan, the absolute truth, Param Satya, Sri Krishna, Vasudeva. And the second verse of Bhagavatam describes why this book is particularly important to describe Krishna. All the Vedic literatures describe Krishna. Vede Ramayane Chaiva Purane Bharate Tata Adav Ante Cha Madhye Cha Hari Sarvatra Giyate. All the Vedic literatures, beginning, middle to end, the Puranas, Mahabharat, Ramayana, Vedas, they all describe only Krishna. But why the Srimad Bhagavatam then is particularly important, that is described in the second verse of Bhagavatam, that dharma projita kaitava atra. In this Srimad Bhagavatam, cheating religion is completely kicked out. Cheating religion, that means descriptions of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha without clearly delineating the actual purpose of life, which is to attain love of Krishna. Therefore, this Bhagavatam can be appreciated by those who are paramo nirmatsaranam satam, those who are saintly persons completely free from envy. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami analyzes that this, among the cheating religions, the desire for liberation, that is the worst. Although that is considered by many followers of the Vedas to be the ultimate principle of Vedic knowledge to attain liberation, there is still envy of Krishna in those who aspire for impersonal liberation. So therefore, among all the four kinds of cheating, the worst is the desire for liberation. Dharma de mokha vancha kaita pradhan jaha hoite Krishna bhakti hoi antardhan. Because this desire for impersonal liberation makes the Krishna bhakti vanish, spoils it completely. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no discussion of dharma, artha, kama, or moksha devoid of the actual principle of life, Bhagavad Jivan, which is Bhagavad Seva, service to Krishna. Therefore, although all the Vedas describe Krishna, this is Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu. This is the actual description. This is the actual essence of the Vedas. Therefore, it is Shivadam Tapa Trayon Mulanam. It is all auspicious. And it uproots the attachment to the three modes of material nature. Whereas the Vedas, if generally when they're read, what is the effect? That Trigunya Vishaya Veda, that they entangle, they tend to entangle one more in the modes of material nature. Then Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite. This Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Mahamuni Vyas. Now, of course, Mahamuni Vyas, he compiled all the Vedic literatures. So why is that particularly mentioned here? Prabhupada gives the reason that this is compiled by Vyas in his maturity. After he had compiled all the Vedic literatures and still felt dissatisfied, then taking direction from Narad, from his guru Narad, then he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Kingva Parai, what need is there to study so many different literatures? Because the actual effect of studying all the Vedic literatures is attained simply from studying Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that effect? Kingva Parai, Ishvaro Hridyavarudyate. The Supreme Lord is manifested within one's heart. Ishvaro Hridyavarudyate, Sadhyo, what is the last words? Tatkshanat. Immediately, that effect is there. Oh. Sushushana, that word Maharaj was explaining. Those who hear submissively, then the Supreme Lord is manifested. Without delay, the Supreme Lord is manifested within their heart. So this is a general description of the Bhagavatam at the beginning of Bhagavatam. And there are many verses within the Bhagavatam itself extolling the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedeti Hasanam Saram Saram Udahritam. This is the extracted essence of the essence of all the Vedas and the histories. At the end of Bhagavatam, the glories of Bhagavatam are again described. At the beginning it said that the Bhagavatam is very dear to those who are free from envy, or Paramahamsa Vaishnava. Kirtan is having its effect. Yagyad bhavati parajanyaha. From yagya comes clouds.
Ablaka появляются.
So the same thing is stated at the end of Bhagavatam more explicitly. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. That this Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana, that means free from discussions of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, and thus is very dear to the Vaishnavas. Yasmin paramahamsam ekam amalam gyanam parangiyate. Within this book, there's no knowledge of any material subject, but there is the subject matter which is very pleasing to and recited by paramahamsa Vaishnavas. Atra gyana viraga sahitam naishkamyam avishkritam. Here, there is discussion of transcendental knowledge, detachment from this material world, which teaches us, which leads us to act in this world in a way that we will not be attached to it. Therefore, yad trinvan, therefore we should always hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Supatan, study very carefully, again and again and again. You all please study Srimad Bhagavatam again and again. I think during the communist period, there was only one newspaper, Pravda, which was all lies. But this is the truth. Satyam, satyam, punas satyam. Again and again, we should say, this is the truth. Satyam param. Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost actual truth. So, tat srinvan supatan vicharana paro. We should apply our intelligence to understand the subject matter. In this human form of life, by the grace of Bhagavan, we have some intelligence. So we should apply that intelligence to understand the subject matter of Bhagavata. You find so many, scholars, they spend their whole life studying Shakespeare or Tolstoy or some mundane authors. But better study Srimad Bhagavatam. And what will be the result of that study? Vimochen Naraha. You will go back home, back to Godhead. So the devotees, their life is based on Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada said we should make this Bhagavatam our lives. Of course, we have no access to Bhagavatam except through the devotee Bhagavat. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. There's the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat.
I can say that.
Ek Bhagavata Bharo Bhagavata Shastra Ar Bhagavat Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. There are two kinds of Bhagavats. One is the book that is considered superior. And the other is the person Bhagavat, the devotee who is the receptacle of Bhakti Ras. Srimad Bhagavatam is a book of philosophy, but ultimately it is a book of rasa. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasa Malayam. We are enjoined to drink the nectar rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam up to the point of leaving this body throughout our lives. But we also have to hear Bhagavat from the devotees who are the receptacles of that rasa, who are experiencing, enjoying that rasa. Now this verse, I just quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that the big Bhagavat, or the major Bhagavat, is the book. Why is that? Because one can only be a Bhagavat if he bases his life and his teachings on the book Bhagavat. So the person Bhagavat is only understood in relationship to the book Bhagavat. But then again, the book Bhagavat cannot be understood unless it's taught to us by the person Bhagavat. Just as you're all immersed in the nectar of Prabhupada Katha from Shruta Kirti Prabhu, which hearing about how Prabhupada lived and acted at every moment, we understand how the teachings of the Bhagavat, they're brought to life by the person Bhagavat. So actually, Prabhupada said that the person Bhagavat is more important than the book Bhagavat, which appears to contradict the statement of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But both are true because everything is possible in spiritual life. The person Bhagavat is more important than the book Bhagavat inasmuch as we have no access to the book Bhagavat except through the person Bhagavat. Once a devotee asked Prabhupada, why is the person Bhagavat more important than the book Bhagavat? Prabhupada said, because he can pull your ear. In other words, you can read the book and say, yes, yes, very nice, and put it on the shelf and do whatever nonsense you like. But the person Bhagavat, he won't let you, at least if you're around him, he won't let you do all the nonsense. So both are required. Sometimes devotees ask that why some of Prabhupada's disciples are still engaged in devotional service and others are not. So there could be many answers to that question. But in the context of today's verse, we can understand that because those who are not sufficiently taking in the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, and those who are not sufficiently dedicated to, or for one reason or another, not getting the mercy of the book Bhagavat, then the mercy of Bhagavan may at least temporarily be suspended in their lives. So we have to take book Bhagavan and person Bhagavan, book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat, both very seriously. This series of verses in which this verse today we're reading, this describes the progressive advancement of a devotee. Progressive advancement means that it's discussing those devotees who are not paramahamsas. Srimad Bhagavatam is especially relishable by, is only properly relishable by paramahamsas. But it's also meant for persons who are aspiring for pure devotional service for the paramahamsa stage. So those who are aspiring to be pure devotees, they must regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam and fully engage in devotional service under the direction of a Bhagavat devotee. And then, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. Gradually, the dirty things in the heart can be destroyed by the grace of Krishna himself, who personally takes charge of cleaning the heart of a devotee who is satam, who is sincere and serious. So there are so many dirty things in the heart. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, all these lust, greed, anger, etc. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, madadi, abhishta, eshapna, chare, kishe, pabe, radha, Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, as long as our hearts are absorbed in lust, anger, greed, envy, madness, and illusion, then how can we attain to Radha, Krishna? Well, Krishna consciousness is in the beginning stages, which takes some time. That is a process of cleaning the heart. So for cleaning the heart, regular hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and study is essential. And service to the Vaishnavas, that is also essential. As Prabhupada, again, Prabhupada said, we should make this Srimad Bhagavatam our life. That means not a hobby. Nowadays, there's much talk of take it easy. Yes, don't be a fanatic. Be yourself. Be natural. So we agree, you be yourself, be natural. Be yourself means we are eternal servants of Krishna, so we should be ourselves by and be natural by serving Krishna. So the idea of being natural and being yourself by indulging in illicit sex, meat-eating, gambling, and intoxication, that is the improper understanding. In conditioned life, we are in a diseased condition. Therefore, we have to follow the directions of the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat to become cured of the material disease. And as repeatedly stated in Bhagavad Gita, which is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is also not to be, we shouldn't think a preliminary study, therefore not very important. It's also non-different from Krishna, very deep. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Duravrata, that those who are my devotees, they are performing devotional service with firm determination. So I can see your firm determination to hear Srimad Bhagavatam by sitting in the rain, but I won't detain you any longer because it's getting quite heavy. So you have to stay healthy enough to go on serving Krishna. So, with all respects to Indradev, we'll finish there. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.